extraterrestrials and us. One of the things which is suspected by many more people every year is we have access to far more advanced aircraft than we are building for the military. I think most avid UAP buffs have read stories about how we are building reverse-engineered UAPs. There are different theories on why we are building them. One theory, with some backup from deathbed confessions of former Lockheed Martin Skunk Works directors who claimed we are capable of going anywhere in the universe. This would indicate they are truly functional. There is a second theory based on rumors which state we are building look-alike UAPs which may or may not be capable of advanced space flight, and we are getting ready to stage a false flag operation to make the populations of Earth think they are being invaded with the purpose of creating one world government. I sort of like the idea we have been visiting other planets with these craft, and I hope it would be true. But on the other hand, it would mean we have been spending maybe trillions of dollars of what I call eyewash. That is a space program which would have been obsolete. I go with the idea the space program is our most advanced asset, but in the back of my head I wonder if this is true. The old saying, "when there is smoke there is fire," keeps coming to mind. One thing which is just not a rumor is the fact we can now project images into the sky which not only look real but register on radar. This begs the question, could we be doing this with UAPs to test the system out? Could some of the UAPs being reported be just test images? One thing I just don't understand is how our military can just keep arming Ukraine and now Israel without depleting our stocks of weapons, and I heard something the other day which just might answer the question. We are said to only have two Iron Dome anti-missile systems and we are sending them to Israel. I have the suspicion our stockpile of important weapons is now dangerously low. I know it was announced a month ago as of the writing of this article, we were running out of ammunition, but this hasn't stopped us from giving it away. The strategic oil supply was down to 17 days on the last announcement, but this hasn't stopped the administration from trying to block more drilling. God forbid, if there is a war, we are totally unprepared. There has been enough testimony which seems to prove we not only know extraterrestrials exist, but we are probably working with some of them. I wish the government would just come out and admit it. It probably could make life a lot better for all of us. The aliens might have a lot to offer us since they would be far in advance of the human race. It boggles the mind to think about what they might have. There is a theory which states the mind can cure the body. It could turn out they have strengthened their minds so much. They have used their minds to conquer disease without using drugs. One indication is how they use their minds to paralyze humans before taking them for examination. There have been a few cases where abductees claim when they were brought on board the alien ship, they saw humans in white coats working with the aliens. This could have either been humans from Earth or extraterrestrials who looked like humans. It was probably us. I base this on the use of white lab coats. There are cases of people being abducted and never being seen again. While many think the worst about this, they could have either requested to be taken back to the alien home planet when the ship returned, or experimented on and disposed of. Maybe they even died during an examination. Imagine what life might be like with access to all the alien devices and cures. Our lifespans could be extended. We might be able to have much longer useful lives, perhaps hundreds of years longer. Maybe the extraterrestrials have a much better financial system and can avoid all the chaos we go through. We might even be able to do away with hunger and provide clean water for the entire world. We may or may not like the way they live or how their society is set up. For example, they might all turn out to be test tube babies and not have a family unit. Not all of them may have the same social setup. I remember one soldier, a weatherman, saying he was assigned to a base which was occupied by Nordic extraterrestrials. He said they were in family units and his job was to release weather balloons every day. The alien children would follow him around, but the adults would not speak to him. Another area they may differ in is ethics. they could have a completely different idea about what is right and wrong and how violations should be punished, if at all. They could have the death penalty for something we might consider trivial or do nothing to one who commits murder. Maybe the punishment might be a brain wipe. Maybe they might consider something a crime we don't. It is hard to imagine the difference of how such an alien civilization would compare to our own. There is no doubt there is one area which certainly needs improvement, and it is war. We need to stop having wars. Wars are like weeds. They seem to spring up everywhere. If extraterrestrials could help us avoid them, it would be a great help. I am not very certain they would be of any help, because I suspect they engage in wars themselves, and that is why there are so many UAP crashes. There is one clue as to why extraterrestrials are coming here. A couple of times they have been said to refer to us as the children. Does this mean we have alien blood which might be similar to theirs? There is a theory based on the fact about 60% of all abductees have Rh negative blood. The theory states these humans are the most like the aliens. This doesn't mean, however, we look like some of them, but it could. We know the Nordics look like some of us, and there have been quite a few witnesses who could attest to this. If we ever have to live under the rules of an alien race, we might not be too happy about it. We might find them too restrictive. On the other hand, the rules might be so alien we just wouldn't fit into their society.